joyous news. It's something that we have waited for so long. And whilst the judgment on Monday made us all very hopeful that, you know, things would start to move, this is pretty quick. We know there's a long way to go yet, but the principle that they are, have now finally admitted that they need to sell the club is just, oh, it's fantastic news.
Carl Oyston's not available for comment. We've made attempts to speak to him, but he was always adamant, wasn't he, that the club was not for sale?
Yes, he was always adamant. To be honest, we always felt that ultimately their position was untenable. Having no virtually no fans attending your club and no revenue coming in, or not enough, could not go on forever. The fact that we then ended up with this incredible judgment on Monday, which was just like a missile going straight at them, that was the finisher, really, wasn't it? So here we are at last, the big day.
In terms of Blackpool and where it goes from here, you've spoken to a number of people in recent years. Do you believe that there are various credible people who would like to take over Blackpool?
Yes, I do. I very much do. I think that, you know, there's a lot of interest in UK clubs generally that are up for sale. But Blackpool, let's not discount Mr. Bellacombe. He's always said that he would like to be involved with the club, not necessarily as a majority owner, but in partnership with somebody else. I personally would very much like to see him remain at the club. I think he is a gentleman that we can do business with. But, you know, let's wait and see what happens. We want people who will put football first. But I think we can confidently say we won't get anybody any worse than we've had.
Do you think it would be best for Blackpool Football Club to have someone local in mind to take on the running of the football club, rather than someone who, with the greatest respect, will not know a great deal about them?
It's difficult to say. For me, it's about having somebody that has got the knowledge and the interest, and who is genuinely committed to running that football club as part of the community, and taking into consideration the fans, the supporters, and moving it forward with all of us together, not looking at it as a cash cow or something that is purely going to benefit them. As I said, football first is the mantra, and that is exactly what we need.
If a buyer was found very, very quickly and everyone went through the fit and proper process and everything was fine, Christine, would all Blackpool supporters, in your opinion, I know you can't speak for all of them, all the ones that are part of the BST and people that you know who haven't attended a game for some time now, would you all be back at the first available opportunity?
I am absolutely certain that we'll all be back. I think as soon as the Oystons have gone, because that is literally, it's that principle now that we've all said, you know, we will not go back until they've gone. Once they have gone, then I think Bloomfield Road will be rocking. We are just desperate to get back in there, and it will be just the most wonderful day. Quite emotional, I am.
You've met with the Trust this week. You're meeting again tomorrow, aren't you?
Yes, well, we've decided to have a general meeting tomorrow, just to get everybody together, to give people the chance to ask questions about the judgment, and how the Trust is going to move forward. Obviously, today's news is massive. The picture changes almost on an hourly basis at the moment. So I think tomorrow will be a great day for everybody to come together, and you know, let's see where we are tomorrow. It might have changed again.